Chapter 11 and Chapter 12. New words. A dropping. Noun. Hooray! Interjection. A forest. Noun. A treehouse. Noun. Chapter 11. The Upside Down Twits. Mr. and Mrs. Twit walked into the garden with their guns.
Look at those birds on top of the house, said Mrs. Twit angrily. They're laughing at us. But now we have our guns and we can kill them.
But then two blackbirds flew down to Mr. and Mrs. Twit, and the birds put glue on the tops of Mr. and Mrs. Twit's heads. But Mr. and Mrs. Twit did not know about the glue.
What horrible birds! Shouted Mr. Twit. Ugh! Their dirty droppings are on my head.
Ugh! There are droppings on me too, said Mrs. Twit.
Let's go inside the house and we can wash our heads.
Okay, said Mr. Twit. Then we can come back here and we can kill these horrible birds.
Mr. and Mrs. Twit walked into their house. But then they stopped. There was nothing on the floor of the living room. The Twits stood in the middle of the room. They looked up and they saw the carpet, tables, chairs and sofa on the ceiling.
Look, said Mrs. Twit.
The floor is up there. We're standing on the ceiling.
We're upside down, said Mr. Twit. We aren't looking up. We're looking down at the floor.
Help!
Shouted Mrs. Twit.
Help! 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 Oh, this is very strange.
It's horrible,
Mr. Twit shouted.
I don't like it.
Being upside down is not good for your body, said Mrs. Twit. We must do something. I don't want to die.
I have a plan,
Mr. Twit shouted.
Let's stand on our heads. Then everything will be normal.
Mr. and Mrs. Twit quickly stood upside down. But of course, the Twits had very strong glue on their heads. And now their heads stuck to the floor.
What's happening? Shouted Mrs. Twit.
I don't know, Mr. Twit shouted. I can't move. I can't do anything.
The monkeys, the roly-poly bird and all the other birds watched them through the window.
They look very funny,
the little monkeys said. Everyone laughed and they shouted,
Hooray!